Pelham today received the following letter regarding a recent Waynefleet Council meeting. With friends, like this, who needs enemies? I've attended many Waynefleet Council meetings over the past 20-plus years. Many good and productive, many contentious and unpleasant. Tonight, I had the great misfortune to attend a meeting to support a longtime resident and taxpayer, concerned at the destruction of her 40 years, forever home, and only addressing her elected mayor and council to ask them to listen to her concerns, as a delegate. In spite of knowing that, even as a delegate, I did not believe she would receive any support from any of those who were elected to represent her, I was still horrified at the public acknowledgement, by her elected council, that they just could not care less about her or her concerns. They allowed her a delegate's 10 minutes to present, even listened to, and watched, the physical and negative impacts the construction was impacting directly on her home. But when asked for comments or questions from council, nothing, not a question, nor a single offer of help or even interest from those elected, supposedly to represent her. Just filed on a unanimous vote by council, to receive for information. It was the most disgusting example I have ever seen, of how, at even our local municipal level of government, the residents have become no more than worthless citizens, only good for the increasing taxes they force us to pay, for ever increasingly and failing policies. They blame Doug Ford, when they are even more guilty. He has no clue where or what Waynefleet is. This council, and their staff, showed quite clearly tonight that as far as Waynefleet residents are concerned, they care about Waynefleet residents even less than Doug Ford, with an arrogance and ignorance he could only dream of. Andrew Watts, Waynefleet.